بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are continuing our discussion, our study of عمدة الأحكام. And today we have hadith number 263. Who would read that for us, please? Yes, brother.
Abba Masood Al-Ansari, رضي الله عنه, reported that Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forbade the charging of price of the dog and the earnings of a prostitute and the fee, that is sweets, offered to a kaheen, that is a fortune teller.
Okay, this hadith, very short. I believe it's very clear. And it falls under the things that are not permitted to be sold or bought. The first one is that the Prophet ﷺ forbade the price of a dog. And if you remember, we discussed in the very beginning of the series that there are seven conditions for the sales to be accepted. Now, one of them is that it should be permissible, useful, without any necessity. So permissible means that you cannot sell something that's haram. Someone sells cigarettes. This is forbidden because the condition is not being fulfilled. It has to be useful. So if I sell you something that has no use, if someone says, I need 3 kilograms of cockroaches, what are you going to do with them? I just like them. Now this, selling it is not permissible because it is not useful. And it has to be without necessity. Because sometimes you are allowed to use something, but only for necessity. As in the case of dead meat. You are in the desert and you don't have any food. And you will die because you'll starve to death. And the only thing is available, a dead donkey. Or a cow that died by itself. No one slaughtered it. This is haram for us to consume, as you know. So is it permissible for me to eat it, or should I die? No. Allah tells us that this is permissible for the person who is in distress, who's in need. So there are things that are permissible only in need. In normal day-to-day life, if someone tells you, Akhi, have a piece of a donkey's meat. Very good. I said, no, haram. Someone says, okay, well, try this pork. Try this bacon. Try this pepperoni, whatever they have names of it. I said, no, this is haram. So also among the things that you cannot buy or sell, the things that are used only in necessity. And the scholars give the example of a dog. So dogs, are we permitted to own them and keep them? No, unless in cases specified by the Sharia, by the Prophet ﷺ. One, as in the case of hunting. Two, a shepherd dog. I have cattle, I have sheep, I have herds of animals, and I need a shepherd dog to protect them from the wolves or from someone stealing them. Three, a dog that is used to guard a farm. And likewise, if a person needs a dog to guard his big house, but this you have to be very careful, because nowadays in places that people have money, they keep dogs just to show off. So I have 2 dogs to guard my building, to guard my house. Why keep dogs? You can put an alarm system and this does the job. And why do you need dogs if the entire neighborhood is safe and no one breaks into your house? This is not permissible unless there is a necessity. Other than that, can we keep dogs? If I keep a dog, what will happen? Danger of rahma, the reward lost every day. How much of reward? It is equivalent to the weight of Mount Uhud. Every day deducted from your good deeds. Good deeds of Mount Uhud. I barely have a small rock of good deeds. So if this is deducted from my good deeds, this means that I will have no good deeds at all. So it's a very severe thing to do. Now, this is understood, inshallah. The hadith is telling us, even in cases that it is permissible for you to use a dog, it is not permissible for you to sell it. And the price of selling it is haram. If I cannot sell it, how can I get it? Scholars say that this is easy. It can be given to you as a gift. But selling it and buying it is forbidden. So if I have a farm and I need a dog, I'll go to my neighbor. He has two or three dogs and they have five or six puppies. He doesn't need the puppies, so he said, take one. Taking one is permissible. Selling it and buying it is not permissible. Is this the general rule? Scholars say yes, but sometimes it is necessary for you to have a dog, and no one is willing to give you a dog without selling it. In this case, for you to buy it is halal. For him to sell it is haram. It is forbidden totally. Is this understood and explained, inshallah, in a way that you understand? So the price is forbidden. Only dogs? Why dogs? What about other animals? Like fish, like birds? No, these are halal. You have no problem with that. And this is what all of us have to understand as students of knowledge. There is something called in Arabic, and it's very difficult to translate to English. It's called al-bara'atul asliyah. What is al-bara'atul asliyah in Arabic? It means that everything we see has a ruling. So, if I say, what's the ruling on using this table? The answer would be halal. I said, bring me your evidence. The evidence is known as al-bara'atul asliyah, meaning that everything is halal. Allah says in the Quran that He has created to us everything we see, and this means that everything is halal. So anyone asks you a question, what is the ruling on that? You would automatically say, as long as you do not know that it is haram, you don't have any reason to doubt. You say it's halal. Now one says, what's the ruling on wearing a watch on your wrist? I said, I'm a student of knowledge. I have to say, I do not know. Why? He said, maybe it's haram. Ya akhi, don't say maybe. As long as you have the doubt, cast the doubt away. We have what is certain. What is certain? That everything we see is halal, because this is al-bara'ah al-asliyah, the original permissibility, roughly translated. So when someone says, what's the ruling on keeping birds in a cage? Halal. Why isn't this torture? This is being unkind to the bird. We said that this is not harming the birds, because we slaughter the birds and eat them. Otherwise, we will not eat any meat, and we will not take any plantation or fruits because we're harming the tree. No, everything is halal for us. What's the ruling on putting fish in an aquarium? That's no problem. This is halal. If you have a reason to think it's haram, you have to provide your evidence. So what's the ruling on buying a dog? It's halal. No, wait. It's haram. Why? Because we have evidence. We have dalil from the sunnah. What's the ruling on buying lizards? Lizards, we are supposed to kill them. You know the house lizards, the small lizards? The Prophet told us, if you hit them once and kill them with one strike, Allah will give you how many? 100 good deeds. You know, they're very fast. And they're very ugly. Sometimes, you know, I saw grown-up men afraid of small lizards. So if you hit it once, but it doesn't die, and you hit it twice, it dies, you get less and less. Why? Why don't we like lizards? Because they're ugly. No. Even if they were beautiful and had makeup on, we will still kill it. Why do we hate lizards? Anyone? Yes.
There is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari which says that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was put into the fire, all the animals gathered together to extinguish the fire except for the lizard. It was trying to blow the fire more.
Yes, this is correct. Very good. The lizard was trying to do this to who? To our messenger, Ibrahim. And this shows you that our religion is not based on ethnicity or on color or on race or on nationality. Our love and hate is based on the Quran and the Sunnah. So those who are enemies to Ibrahim are enemies to us. Those who are enemies to Musa, to Isa, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, they are enemies to us. Those who are enemies to Allah, they are enemies to us. And those who are allies to Allah and to the Messenger والسلام, and to the Muslims, they are allies to us as well. Very good. So, selling such a thing is haram because we are ordered to kill it. Now one says, okay, let's see, what about cats? Can we buy and sell cats? And the answer is, there is an issue of dispute. There is a hadith in Sahih al-Imam Muslim where the Prophet ﷺ forbade even the price of the cat. Not because the cat is najis. On the contrary, a cat is tahir, it's pure. And it's completely permissible to keep a cat in your house, to raise it. It's sometimes beneficial because it eats mice and insects. But buying it and selling it is not permissible because the hadith stated that it is not permissible. Again, how can we raise cats? You have cats in your home. They have little kittens. You can give them away as a gift. And a lot of the people do this, alhamdulillah. We have a short break. Stay tuned. And inshallah, we'll be right back.